This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio
Free
Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
This week, BC Premier Christy Clark said that she was opposed to Kinder Morgan's Trans Mountain Pipeline project. Kinder Morgan wants to expand its current pipeline from Alberta in order to transport about 900,000 barrels of tar sands bitumen per day. Within the energy industry, the project is a main hope of getting Alberta oil to more lucrative markets outside Canada. Premier Clark's opposition joins those of BC's First Nations, environmental groups, and most people living in BC. Mary Lovell is an environmental activist and volunteer with Greenpeace. She joined me in the studio to talk about the latest developments with the Trans Mountain Pipeline project. Hello, Mary.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Very well, thanks. So what were the reasons that Christy Clark used when she voiced her opposition to the pipeline?
So Christy Clark gave 2 years ago five conditions that needed to be met in order to approve this pipeline through the National Energy Board process. And Mary Pollack, the environment minister here in BC, pointed out two of those conditions that definitely haven't been met. She had said that five of those conditions hadn't been met in total, but the two that she really kind of underlined was not having a clear spill response plan, as well as a failure to consult First Nations people in the area. And so they came out this week officially in opposition to this pipeline, which is great news.
I briefly describe the project, but can you tell us a little bit more about what the project is and your involvement with it too?
Yeah, sure. So this pipeline project is incredibly vast. It's crossing all the way from Alberta to BC, as you mentioned, to the coast. And it's actually a twinning of a pipeline. There's an older pipeline. A lot of people may know the Kinder Morgan pipeline facility that's already in Burnaby. There's a refinery already in Burnaby as well. And so it's really old equipment. Some of it's 60 years old that was built across the provinces quite a while ago. And then now this new project is going to be an expansion of, they're calling it a twinning of that pipeline. However, it's in certain areas, it's more than a kilometer away from the original pipeline. So it's like building a new pipeline right alongside the same route. And a lot of that is because of kind of it's simpler to maintain and check up on pipelines that are running right alongside each other, as well as it's easier to get the permits to build closely. So,
BC First Nations have been leading the fight against the Trans Mountain Pipeline, along with environmental groups. And of course, most of BC's population are against it. Despite this opposition today, what is the government's position, I guess, on pipelines in general in this particular pipeline, do you think?
Yeah, so I think it's actually really interesting the way in which the government has, at various levels, the government is against this pipeline. When you look at, so municipalities have come out firmly against this pipeline pretty much along the whole route. I actually forgot to mention, I worked on a documentary about this pipeline over the summer and drove the course of the pipeline interviewing people. And many different municipalities have come out against this project as they see it as a risk to their land and water. And so a lot of local government is opposed to the pipeline, including Mayor Derek Corrigan, who had famously said that he would lay in front of any kind of bulldozers before allowing this pipeline to be built because he's worried about protecting his constituents.
And he's the mayor of Burnaby.
Of Burnaby, yeah. And as well as the city of Vancouver is opposed, local First Nations are opposed, the BC government is opposed, but only because of their kind of conditions. Many people think that the reason why Christy Clark has come out about this pipeline the way that she has now is not out of an interest of protecting the environment or First Nations, as much as it is a pitch around election politics, and kind of seeing that the vast majority of people are now opposed to this pipeline. And so it's kind of a populist move when you look at the ways in which Christy Clark, for example, is expanding liquefied natural gas in other areas of the province against the consent of various communities. And then Alberta's premier is very staunchly for the pipeline. Rachel Notley is an NDP leader, which is really interesting to see the way in which she's been pushing for this pipeline and not necessarily asking for the approval process to change at all either.
What's the National Energy Board's role in all of this?
Yeah, so the National Energy Board is basically, it's like a federal approval process. It was created out of a need for a federal approval process for large energy projects, out of a dispute around the mainline pipeline. And basically what it is it's a board that isn't an elected board. They're appointed by the government. And so they get to decide kind of which projects go ahead. For example, approved the Enbridge pipeline against like major community concerns with 209 conditions. So it's kind of interesting. They'll approve things, but give a whole lot of conditions that are supposed to be met and then kind of quietly check off the boxes later. Yeah. So there's three people that are reviewing this project from the National Energy Board.
The Enbridge pipeline, that's the Northern Gateway one, yeah, that goes to Kitimat, I think, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
If the National Energy Board approves this project, does that mean it still goes ahead? Can BC still stop it if there is the political will to do so?
So some of the interesting news that came out this week, like for example, how I said that the National Energy Board said that the Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline could go ahead, which is the one up north. Now that pipeline isn't being built because it got taken to Supreme Court and around lack of consultation with First Nations, with the Gitgat. And so it shows that like legally these pipelines can be stopped, but also a lot of it comes down to political will and demonstrations. A lot of different people have been protesting these pipelines and have been showing very firm opposition. The Tsleil-Waututh Nation has been very outspoken in saying that they haven't received the proper consultation and the ability to reject this pipeline, as they're right on the water and a lot of their livelihood is tied to the Burrard Inlet here, the Salish Sea. So it's really interesting, actually. Even if the National Energy Board approves this pipeline, I really believe that Kinder Morgan won't be built. However, Ian Anderson, the president of Kinder Morgan, has said very different on a radio show just this week. So,
Justin Trudeau promised to reform the National Energy Board. I understand there were a lot of sort of very late appointments that Stephen Harper made just before being elected out of office. How is that reform coming along?
Yeah, so what's interesting is Trudeau made quite a few really bold environmental promises during the campaign trail, and then now we aren't seeing that action on one of the most urgent issues. The hearing process for the Kinder Morgan pipeline, which is this local pipeline, is going to be happening this week in Burnaby. And just yesterday, actually, there was a protest at one of the National Energy Board offices, or maybe it was an environmental minister's office, but regardless, the Liberal government basically came out and said that they aren't reforming the process before this Kinder Morgan hearing process. So that means that essentially Trudeau isn't keeping his promises. He at one point actually said governments grant permits, but communities grant permission, or something to that effect. And it's really interesting because that quote has kind of been used back at him, being like the community is saying that you do not have permission and you do not have consent. and that he needs to reform this process so that it actually reflects these community concerns. So
yeah, follow through with your promises, in other words.
Yeah, exactly.
The BC Supreme Court just this week had a very important ruling about consulting BC First Nations that impacted, of course, the Northern Gateway mm-hmm. pipeline. Is that likely to have a big effect on Kinder Morgan's proposals?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it really shows there's already many different reasons for this pipeline not to be built. And I think that Kinder Morgan shareholders have already been kind of taking a step back from this project. Tsleil-Waututh, Sundance Chief Reuben George actually went to their AGM and spoke and delivered a whole bunch of different documents saying that this pipeline will not be built. He got given his time like from a pension fund, actually gave up their time so that he could speak at this shareholders meeting for Kinder Morgan. And it was really amazing. But anyways, that kind of demonstrates like the Tsleil-Waututh have been very firmly opposed to this pipeline, and they have a Supreme Court hearing actually against the National Energy Board this upcoming Saturday. And so we'll see the results from that, but it looks really promising when you look at what just happened in the BC Supreme Courts around the National Energy Board in regards to the Northern Gateway pipeline. So it shows that people are winning lawsuits opposing these pipelines, and that First Nations do need to be giving consent to these, otherwise these projects won't go through. So
how can the rest of us get involved?
Mm-hmm. So there are many different ways that you can get involved. There's we're going to be outside of the Burnaby hearings at the Delta Hotel all next week. The hearings start on Tuesday. Also getting involved with an environmental group. I've been working with volunteering with 350 a little bit here in Vancouver, doing a people's injunction. And so basically demonstrating kind of the will of the people against these projects. It's incredibly important. There's two rallies coming up next week as well.
Well, thanks very much for coming down and speaking with us about these issues.
Great. Mary. Thank you so much, Jim.
I've been speaking with Mary Lovell. On Twitter, she describes herself as an environmentalist and justice nerd here in Vancouver, and she's also a volunteer with Greenpeace.